Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. YouTube is a place where viewers can watch a cat squeeze into boxes, learn how to make an omelet, or catch the newest music video. Kim Middleton, an associate professor of English at the College of St. Rose, tells us how it can also be used as a tool for the serious videographer.
Since its inception in 2005, YouTube has attracted literally hundreds of millions of viewers. According to the site's latest statistics, more than 3 billion videos are viewed each day. Many of us visit YouTube to watch the latest viral video of a double rainbow enthusiast, or a squirrel on water skis, or even citizen journalist footage of revolution. But the popularity of these videos, not to mention our own viewing habits, can obscure the sophisticated creative output of small communities of users who explore the site's potential for cultural participation by selecting, recirculating, and remixing footage from popular film and television. My research focuses on a subset of video remix, wherein the creator gathers clips and scenes from his or her favorite television show or movie and rearranges them to tell a different story. The resulting video might change the original relationships among characters, shift their motivations and goals, or construct entirely new contexts and plots for them altogether. Because the video maker must work with existing footage, he or she makes use of an array of complicated visual and audio editing techniques, like match cuts, voiceovers, or parallel editing, that we recognize from a vocabulary of narrative film by directors from D.W. Griffith to Steven Spielberg. Like the modernist authors who rewrote ancient myths, these video makers are rewriting popular myths to reveal new ways of seeing the implications of these stories. YouTube becomes a place to introduce their work to knowledgeable communities and to critique and develop interpretive positions. For some of us, YouTube is just an archive of debased culture where we go to view. But for others, it's a vibrant academy for amateur filmmakers and cultural critics to utilize the new vernacular of video to comment on the world around them.
That was Kim Middleton from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. What is this?
This is the honey badger. Watch it run in slow motion.